We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network, from Learfield, live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill, this is Tiger Talk, brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. Also brought to you by Cheerleader. Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, Mike Kelly.
Talk from Cheerleader at the intersection of Stadium and 63 in Columbia. I'm Mike Kelly. Coach Eli Drinkwitz is alongside. Coming up a little bit later on, secondary coach Aaron Fletcher will join us. Get a chance to meet him. We'll also introduce you to Missouri cornerback and kick return man, Chris Abrams Drain. That comes your way later tonight here on Tiger Talk. Coming up this Saturday, Missouri in action at home. The Tigers taking on number 21, Texas A&M at Faurot Field in Columbia. Tickets available at 1-800-CATPAWS or online at mutigers.com. Remember that Saturday is the Gold Rush game. Wear gold, be loud as the Tigers take on the Aggies. And if you don't have your tickets yet, be sure to check out the Gold Rush 4-pack available exclusively for Saturday's game. 4 tickets, a parking pass, just $100. Go to mutigers.com/goldrush to take advantage of the special offer. Tiger Talk brought to you by Shelter Insurance, ranked highest in customer satisfaction among auto insurers in the Central Region 3 of 4 years. And number one in price, according to J.D. Power. Shelter Insurance, we're your shield, we're your shelter. Let's welcome into the conversation the head coach of the Tigers, his team coming off of a homecoming win against North Texas. Please welcome in Coach Eli Drinkwitz.
Good to be here tonight.
Good to see you here tonight. It's good to win.
It's always good to win.
You know, and, Pinkle used to always say this, winning is hard, and winning is difficult. In anything you do, winning is difficult.
Yep. But
before we talk about, you know, what took place last week, let's just talk about the week today. How's practice going the first couple of days of the week?
Yeah, you know, we really talked about opportunity is here. And so, you know, how are we going to take advantage of the opportunity that we had? We had a good homecoming game. We built off a lot of that. But now we've got an opportunity to play an SEC game, ranked opponent at home, and how are we going to take advantage of that opportunity? I think our guys are really responding. You know, we've got some people injured. We've got some people beat up, which allows for other people the opportunity to play and display the talents that they've been given. And so... They put in the work. We'll see how it goes on Saturday.
What was your biggest takeaway from the win against Texas, North Texas?
Well, I'd like to beat the other one, too.
Yeah, you know, but you'll get an opportunity in a couple of years. A
couple of years, huh? I think there was a lot of takeaways. One, I was really impressed with the way the defensive line came and responded to the challenges of last week. You know, obviously there were a lot of changes and different things, and they came out ready to play, had sacks, forced a turnover, had a touchdown. That was a really good response. I was really pleased with the way we were able to rush the football. You know, we haven't been able in the two losses to really establish the run game, run when we want to, you know. And so I thought that was really good for us to be able to do. Obviously, Tyler Beatty continues to prove to be a special player. So I think those things were really good and something that we can continue to build on.
You know, it's neat to see the success that he's having. I mean, a year ago, as you know, he told everybody he's the most versatile back in the Southeastern Conference, and now he's getting a chance to prove it. Leads your team in receiving, 25 receptions on the season, a career-high 209 yards rushing on Saturday, and a run in that ball game in which it looked like multiple people were going to bring him down, and he would not go down.
Yeah, it was really a hard run. They tried to grab him around the neck, and so he used his old wrestling moves, I guess, and got out of it. I was giving him some grief today. You know, he's had two runs of over about 50 yards, right? But he's been caught three times, too, on runs of over 50 yards. So we got to balance that out, you know. But he's been a really special player and you know, just look forward to continue to watch him compete and contribute to our success.
You know, the other thing that was neat is to see a guy like Dawson Downing, who I think everybody would consider who's ever been around him, as he's a program guy. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that will do anything for the Missouri Tigers to win, no matter what it is, no matter what you ask him. And to see him break a long run like that might have caught some people by surprise that he had that ability just to run away from the defense.
Yeah, we didn't catch him by surprise.
Exactly.
You know, John Anderson talked to our team about the more you can do, the more you can do. And that's really Dawson Downing. Like, the more you can do, the more you can do. He plays on every special teams. The coolest thing about that was he runs all – I mean, it was a 60-something yard run. And then we kicked the extra point. He turns around and runs down on kickoff. Just because that's who he is. And he's a contributor. He plays hard. He's ready whenever his moment's called. He's had a couple of very big third down conversions. The first third down conversion of the Boston College game, he's in to protect and then gets out on a check down. So he's a big part of our program. We're really thankful that he came back.
On two interceptions, what role did your defensive line play in the ability for your team to intercept both of those footballs? The first by Chris Abram-Strain, the second by Makai Wingo that went for the touchdown.
Yeah, so on the first interception, they were running a boot pass out to the right, and the tight end is off the ball, and he comes back across, and he's trying to make it look like I'm going to kick out the defensive end. Well, the defensive end's responsibility is to get under that block to really secure the C gap and make the ball bounce. Well, that guy bluffs and gets out to the flat, so the tight end comes down, and then he's got to see that the quarterback is rolling to the right, so he's got to put his foot in the ground and turn and chase. And that's change of direction. That's hard. You're out-leveraged. You just got to do it because you want to and because you're built to play hard for your teammates. And he did – Trajan Jeffcoat did that, took off running, and then the guy's running out of bounds, running out of room, and Tree jumps or dives at him, which makes him throw the ball a little bit quicker than he wants to, sails it, and then KAD makes a really good play and interception. So that was really an effort play caused by Trajan Jeffcoat's pursuit to the football. And then the second one, you know, the ball, it's a run to, you know, it's actually an RPO where they were faking a run to the right. Trajan gets upfield, you know, drives the tackle back, gets his hand up on the ball. When the ball is thrown, our offensive line, our defensive line knows when the ball's thrown, you got to turn and chase the football. So whether it's down the field or what, you got to stick your foot in the ground and chase. And as soon as the ball was thrown, Makai Wingo puts his foot in the ground and chases the ball. Turns out Tree tips it up, and he's running right underneath it, catches it, goes, scores. And actually, Trajan gets a block on one of the other offensive linemen that causes the touchdown. So to me, those are effort plays. Those are the play doesn't care who makes it. Do your job, and then the play will be made. And it's a great example of you know, that being unselfish, doing your job, and good things will happen.
A defensive lineman's dream, a pick six.
Oh, no doubt.
Has Makai Wingo approached you about perhaps coming in as a fullback on short yardage?
Nah, he's got his hands full playing D-line.
He said afterwards, I'm a tailback at heart.
Yeah, well, he's not a tailback in body.
We're back after this. This is Eli Drinkwitz. I'm Mike Kelly. Tiger Talk from Cheerleader. More after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance, all without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
At Central Bank, we turn possibilities into realities, and for our customers, relationships into returns. We're a community bank that goes where you go, with comprehensive tools and seamless solutions for every step in your financial journey. Do more with your money. Start your journey today at centralbank.net. Central Bank. We do banking better. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. And throughout our history, it has never wavered. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait. Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Tiger Talk from Cheerleader. Still to come on the show, we'll hear from Aaron Fletcher. We'll also introduce you to Chris Abrams-Drain. Mizzou Athletics would like to thank its premier partners, MU Healthcare and Shelter Insurance. Did you know that 1 in 7 Missourians are food insecure? That's why Mizzou football partners with the Food Bank for Central and Northeast Missouri to continue the proud Tiger tradition of Score Against Hunger. Join Coach Drinkwitz and the Tigers to bring hope at scoreagainsthunger.org, or you can donate via Venmo at Food Bank Mo, presented by MPIX. The coach is alongside. Tigers in action coming up. Gold Rush Saturday as they take on Texas A&M. Coming up on Saturday, 11 a.m. is the kickoff. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. You made a reference after the game to Ted Lasso.
Yeah.
Have you actually had time to watch Ted Lasso?
No, not during the season, but yeah, during the summer, Apple TV did a few of the episodes.
And?
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah?
If you're into TV shows.
Yeah? You're not into TV shows?
I mean, I don't have a lot of time.
Yeah. But, I mean, summertime. I mean, you get the kids.
In summertime. Yeah. But, I'm not. I used to be into 24. But not really into anything else right now.
Are Thursdays around your office still Boots Thursday?
Oh, yeah.
Who created that tradition?
Yours truly.
Yours truly. And why?
Casey Woods used to always wear boots whenever we were GAs at Auburn. And so my parents bought me a pair of boots for Christmas one year. And so on Thursdays, I would join him with jeans and boots. And Chiz had a pair when they won the national championship. That's what Matt got all the coaches, was a pair of boots. And so he would wear them on Thursdays, too. And so whenever I became a head coach, I was just like, you know what? Let's wear boots on Thursdays. And It's kind of fun.
Yeah, and
if we win the national championship, I plan on buying everybody.
You're gonna buy boots?
Yeah, yeah. I'll buy everybody in here a pair of boots too. So,
does that include me?
Are you in here?
Well, I am, but yeah, I didn't know you were looking at me when you're.
Nah, y'all write it down, okay? And I'll make sure I'll pay up on that tab.
There are 15 double E's coming my way. Awesome. How do you deal with the transfer portal when you're focused in season? But it's still something that's a topic of conversation that comes up throughout the course of the season as well. So what's your philosophy on it when you first of all, do you like it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's so new. It's so fresh. But you know what? It's really kind of the way of the world. Like, you know, we've had how many NFL players or NBA players have we had demand trades, right? And they've done it, right? Mm-hmm. And really, that's what the portal is. Mm-hmm. People don't like their situation. And they leave. And that's not always a bad thing. Sometimes it's not the right fit. Like, I can't cast stones on that. Like, I've left jobs too, right? No. So it is what it is. I think what you just have to do is you've got to ask hard questions. And you got to make sure that both people are in it for the right reasons when they transfer or when they join in the team, right? Be uniquely you, but you got to join us. You got to add value to our team. And it's not ever going to be about you and what you can accomplish. It's about what we can accomplish together. And I think that's the challenge of the portal. I'm not going to sit here and say that everybody that's in the portal is doing it for the right reasons. I think there's times when it gets tough. I thought, Kerry Combs from Ohio State, I saw an interview yesterday that he talked about having positive energy in the face of adversity, you know, in facing some tough things. And I think about some of the tough things that I've faced in my life that have made me or prepared me for the moments that we're in now. And so I don't like that it's a easy out, but sometimes you do need it. And we've taken advantage of people who've been in the portal too. So I don't know that there's an easy answer, right? But it's not going away. And so you're going to have to figure out how to adapt and use it.
Name, image, and likeness obviously is something that's just coming to fruition as well.
Yeah.
Do you get the sense that Missouri as a state and as a business community is starting to respond properly to name, image, and likeness?
It's hard to say. It's hard to say. I think, I don't know, it's hard to say. That's a really tough question because, you know, you want to create an environment where players feel like they are going to be able to really reap the benefits of their name, image, and likeness, right? But you also want to make sure that they're creating value for those businesses in the right way. And so I think it's a fine line. Obviously, we've got to continue to improve our performances. But it's a necessary thing in recruiting, because you can't technically use it for recruiting, but it's a necessary thing for recruits to feel like there's an opportunity for them to enhance their value by coming to your university.
As the head coach, and given the situations that are currently ongoing in terms of guys that have deals right now, has that had any negative impact from your perspective as a head coach? Because that was a concern among many, is that it would take away from the attention that the student athlete should have on their respective sport because of name, image, and likeness opportunities. Have you seen anything that would?
No, I haven't.
Yeah.
Yep, I haven't. No, I haven't.
Back after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait. At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit nexthomeparadigm.com. That's nexthomeparadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
We believe banking should make your life greater. It starts with affordable options to meet today's needs and tomorrow's dreams. From smart account options that fit your style to flexible loans for what comes next. It means convenient ways to access and manage your money whenever you need it and wherever you're headed. Most of all, it takes great support. Someone you can count on for trusted guidance and to be there for you every step of the way. Great options, great convenience, great support. For life, Great Southern Bank. Understanding what really matters. Member FDIC.
The Mizzou-Arkansas SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 8th annual Battle Line Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks. On Black Friday, November 26th in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the Battle Line Rivalry Game will rock the gridiron and heat up the border. Show your support so the Tigers can keep the trophy at home. It's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield, we're your shelter.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big-screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub & Grill. Proud to be the home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to getvaccineanswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to getvaccineanswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
Mizzou Athletics and Veterans United Home Loans proud to announce an enhanced seats for service campaign for the 2021 football season. Veterans and service members can enter for a chance to win tickets to attend all remaining Mizzou football games, including Military Appreciation Game on November the 13th against South Carolina. Visit veteransunited.com/hero and help cheer on the Tigers. Let Shelter Insurance take you to the zoo this season. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com/Mizzou. Register to win two tickets to a game during the 2021 season. Coming up in our next segment, we'll introduce you to Missouri's secondary coach, Aaron Fletcher. A little bit later on, Chris Abrams-Drain will join us. Coach Eli Drinkwitz with us. His final segment tonight, let's talk about Texas A&M.
Yeah.
What an impressive win for them this past weekend.
Yeah, very good football team. Obviously put it all together in all three phases. You know, Jimbo Fisher is one of three coaches in our conference to win a national championship. You know, there's a reason why they're you know, he's recognized as one of the best coaches in the country. Does a really good job of organizing and recruiting, and offensively, he's got a really good offensive mind. Was an offensive coordinator for a national championship team too. They do a really good job of protecting their quarterback. You know, obviously, the young man who's getting better and better, Zach Calzada. Mm-hmm. They've got two NFL running backs. They've got an NFL tight end, and so it's going to be a real challenge for our defense. We've got to play really well. We've got to play really well in the trenches. Our linebackers got to play tough, and our safeties have got to make tackles. You know, defensively, Mike Elko, one of the top defensive coordinators in the country, does a tremendous job of mixing not just – I mean, he plays mostly four down front, but mixing coverages and pressures. Is very good on third downs, designing exotic pressures to force you to make changes to what you want to do. They're very talented. They got a couple of players from St. Louis on their defense, which ticks me off. But they're really good, physical up front. And then their special teams, obviously, return to kickoff for a touchdown. So it's going to be a tall task. And a challenge, but that's why you play in the SEC. Yeah, you want to play the best. You want to compete against the best. You want to test yourself against, you know, the best defensive coordinators, the best offensive coordinators, the best head coaches, and that's what this opportunity is Saturday.
Yeah, it's a great opportunity. When you're preparing for Elko's defense, are you looking just at what they've done this season, or are you looking at his past body of work? How do you prepare for a guy that obviously has been at it for a while and had success?
You know, I've actually gone against Coach Elko twice previously. 2016, when I was at NC State, he was the defensive coordinator at Wake Forest. 2017, when I was the offensive coordinator at NC State, he was at Notre Dame. So I've watched both of those games very closely, have the breakdowns from those games to see where he's grown, what he's developed, what are some of the similar styles of things. It was interesting. He actually brought the same blitz pattern against Alabama that he had against us when we were at Wake Forest. So it was interesting to see he hadn't brought that out. So that was kind of interesting. So you kind of do your research. I've watched a lot of last year's tape. I'm not going to tell him everything I've seen, but, you know, he's had 16 two-point plays since he's been at Texas A&M, and I've watched all of those. And so, you know, we've kind of got a pretty good feel of maybe who he is and what he likes to do. And the one thing about Mike that's different is you can tell he adjusts in-game. And so it'll be a good chess match.
What about Spiller and A-Chain? I mean, you mentioned, you know, they're both NFL-quality running backs. I mean, A-Chain's a guy that went 96 on a kick return against Alabama on Saturday. He's got like 10-2 speed.
Yeah.
But what makes them dynamic between the tackles?
Well, they've got really good vision and toughness. They've got speed to accelerate through the holes. And then they've got a pretty good offensive line in front of them. Coached by a former MU coach, Josh Henson.
Yeah.
His son is a walk-on tight end on our football team, so that makes it a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, certainly does. Has Will reached out to Dad and, you know, talked any smack this week?
I don't know. We're making sure Will hadn't given up the huddle password for practices all week. So,
hey, Chuck Hicks is a guy that speaking of the transfer portal, who arrived in your program from Wyoming, now has been declared eligible. Just give Mizzou fans a snapshot of what you've seen so far from this transfer from Wyoming who hails from San Diego, California.
Yeah, you know, Chuck has played quite a bit of football for Wyoming. He's a linebacker with good speed and quickness. He's a guy who really works hard. You can tell he's got football intelligence and understands play speed. He's still trying to figure out the defense. He's still trying to learn the defense and the calls and how those play. But he's done a really good job on special teams, and somebody that you're going to see on the field in special team situations just because of the way he practices.
And speaking of special teams, Sean Ketting did something that I was – it even surprised me, given how strong of a leg that he's got.
Yeah.
80-yard kickoff, 4 yards deep in the end zone for a touchback.
Yeah.
I mean, did that surprise you at all?
No, what surprised me is he kicked that one out of bounds on the first one. So he had to redeem himself. But, I think Sean's been playing at a really high level. He's been going through some stuff. With his family and their health, and just for him to be able to focus and play the way he's been playing has been very impressive, and really proud of him, and you know, really proud of Chris Abrams Drain, who's going to be on the show a little bit later tonight. A young man who we recruited out of Mobile, Alabama, who played quarterback in high school. We recruited him as an athlete, played offense for us last year, transitioned over to defense, and now he's one of our most reliable players in the secondary. Incredible ball skills, you know, had an interception and a fumble recovery in a game. You know, just a solid young man, had a 100-yard kickoff return for a touchdown. I mean, the guy is a tremendous football player and is only getting better every single day. I know Coach Fletcher and Coach Cheese and Coach Wilkes have done a really good job of continuing to develop his growth. But, man, he is a tremendous young man, and I'm so glad he's on our football team.
Yeah, so are we. Hey, Coach, thanks. We're glad you're here as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate y'all. Hope y'all had a good round of drinks. And MIZ, we'll see y'all next week.
Coach Drinkwitz, Aaron Fletcher joins us next. Our Soccer Fiber to Assistant Coaches segment on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now, you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Look
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big-screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub & Grill. Proud to be the home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
The Mizzou Arkansas SEC football rivalry continues. Shelter Insurance is proud to present the 8th annual Battle Line Rivalry Game between your Mizzou Tigers and the Arkansas Razorbacks. On Black Friday, November 26th in Fayetteville, Arkansas, the Battle Line Rivalry Game will rock the gridiron and heat up the border. Show your support so the Tigers can keep the trophy at home. It's all presented by Shelter Insurance. Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield, we're your shelter.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
It's time we all get back. It's time we all get back to more. More one-of-a-kind Saturdays. More rockin' jam-packed stadiums. More of what makes the mighty Southeastern Conference so much more. Team up with the SEC and learn more about the COVID-19 vaccination by going to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC backs the vax because it's time we all get back to more. Go to GetVaccineAnswers.org. The SEC. It just means more.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait.
Wait. Wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Cheerleader at 63 and Stadium in Columbia. By the way, for those folks that are working so hard here at Cheerleader tonight, how about a round of applause for your servers and bartenders? They do a great job. Hey, remember, fans, tickets to all Mizzou home football games are delivered to your mobile device. Download the Mizzou Football Tigers app. Log into your ticket account, then manage and download your tickets from there. Be sure to download your tickets before arriving at Memorial Stadium to reduce wait times at the gates. For more information and step-by-step instructions, visit MUTigers.com. He is in his first season as Missouri's secondary coach. Please welcome Aaron Fletcher, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
And coach, welcome into the Socket Fiber Assistant Coaches Interview. How many years now have you been coaching the sport of football?
16 years.
When did you know that coaching was something you wanted to do?
I would probably have to say probably my sophomore year in college. Had a high school coach that I was really inspired by, I looked up to, and wanted to model him. And then I remember sitting on the couch one day with my grandmother, and I saw a guy by the name of Dwayne Aquina. Mm-hmm. And he was just so energetic, just bouncing around the whole entire field, coaching defensive backs. And I was like, whoa, you can do that and be a coach? Sign me up.
Sign you up, and and away you went. You came to Mizzou from Tulsa. We're going to talk about Tulsa and your time there here in just a moment. But when you had the opportunity, when the opportunity presented itself, why Mizzou? What was it about coming and joining Drink's program that was attractive to Aaron Fletcher?
There were a couple of things that actually stood out to me in regards to Mizzou. Number one, you know, when I got an opportunity to talk to Coach Drinkwitz, he's a man of faith, mm-hmm. and that to me spoke volumes. He was really open about it. There was a text that he sent me where he talked about being anointed, and that word triggered me, and I was like, told my wife, this is it. Mm-hmm. This is it. So, you know, that was something that stuck to me. Coach Curtis Looper, he was actually my coach in college as well. So he called me, and we've always stayed in touch. And that was something that opened the doors. And then, you know, having an opportunity to come and work with Coach Steve Wilks, you know, one of my prayers was, you know, God, if it's your will, you know, I want to be in a situation to where I can also be, I can be groomed as well. So to have an opportunity for those things to all line up was just a tremendous blessing. I think that was a God thing.
Has it met your expectations?
Absolutely.
Has Columbia met your expectations? From Tulsa, coming to Columbia, just the transition. Huh?
It has. You know, I can tell you this, you know, and even when I look at it outside of the field of football, in regards to my family, you know, just having them have an opportunity to see Columbia and all that it has to offer. The people are amazing. Administration has been amazing. So it's been a great time. We've had a great time.
Tell us about your wife and family.
My wife, Tanzania, she and I went to high school together.
Smitten. You were smitten at an early age.
I was.
Yeah.
I was actually just talking to Coach Looper about this today. But she and I went to high school together. Families have known each other for a while. So we have been married. We have got 11 years in now. So we have two high school daughters, a senior and a sophomore. And then I have a little football player in Aaron Jr. So we have a beautiful family. I'm super grateful to her because without her, I wouldn't be here.
You spent, obviously, 6 years, I think it was, at Tulsa. Is that the number? And while you were there, you worked on a project that brought awareness to the 1921 Tulsa Race Massacre. It was called The Legacy of Black Wall Street. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, The Legacy of Black Wall Street was an initiative that came about just, you know, me getting out and getting involved in the community. When I spent those 6 years at Tulsa, I've always, you know, I'm a food junkie. So go to different restaurants and barbershops, and, you know, kids are involved in different sports and different events. So I was able to do those things and also talk to people around and kind of get some history on the city. And it was something that really just God put in my and put in my bosom and just led me to ask questions. Was able to connect with the right people, and after connecting with those people, just say, hey, you know what? This is something that we could do to tie in community and school, because it was a subject that nobody really talked about for whatever reason. But I wanted to also make sure that we bridge build and tie in community and school. And the legacy of Black Wall Street was birthed and written. And during this initiative, we celebrate Black-owned businesses that were groomed and birthed there. We celebrate the community and school relationship, which hadn't been the best. And so now the school is actually honoring that legacy by having a week-long initiative and a game the second year every year, the second home game every year that they'll host this. So I'm really excited about that, and I thank God for that opportunity.
Well, and there's an award that goes with it that's named after a guy who was a one-time administrator here at the University of Missouri, and Derek Gregg, the former director of athletics at Tulsa, who is now at Northwestern, I think?
Absolutely, yeah. Dr. Derek Gregg. So we got the Legacy and Leadership Award. Dr. Derek Gregg was very instrumental in getting this initiative off the ground. Such a phenomenal man. And his vision, not only for athletics, but in community and school, helped to inspire. And we've been able to aspire to do some great things together. So we wanted to make sure that his legacy lived on as well there at the University of Tulsa.
That is the voice of Missouri's secondary coach, Aaron Fletcher, on our Cyber Socket Fiber Assistant Coaches segment. More with the coach after this on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
You trained for this all year. Endless hours of cardio, conditioning, and weights. And now you are ready. Ready to trek back to your seat from the concession stand. Through the lines, lost fans, and that mascot who wants you to do a little dancey dance. All without spilling a drop of your ice-cold Bud Light. Welcome back to football, sports fans.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faro Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Selling your home is super easy.
Said no one, ever.
You have to choose a reputable agent, discover online home values aren't reality, clean and declutter, fix that pesky roof leak, get through home inspections, and wait,
wait, wait.
At Next Home, we've partnered with true professionals and set incredibly high agent standards, so selling your home is smooth and stress-free. Let us help you sell your next home. Next Home Paradigm. Visit NextHomeParadigm.com. That's NextHomeParadigm.com. Each office is independently owned and operated.
You could call it swagger. You could call it a vibe. You could call it confidence. You could call it cool. Or you could call it exactly as it is, Tiger Pride. Show your Mizzou spirit with a Tiger checking card, only from Central Bank. Sign up today at tigerchecking.com. Central Bank, strong roots, endless possibilities. Member FDIC.
Looking for a place to catch the Tigers this year? Look no further than Cheerleader Pub & Grill. With over 20 TVs and two 100-inch big-screen projectors, Cheerleader Pub & Grill has you covered so you and your friends don't miss a minute. Enjoy game day with 40 beers on tap and choose from tons of options on their full gourmet food menu. Located at the corner of Stadium Boulevard and Highway 63, Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. Cheerleader Pub & Grill, proud to be the home of Tiger Talk. M-I-Z.
Let Shelter Insurance take you to the zoo this football season. And we don't mean the zoo with the animals and the cotton candy. We're talking about the Z-O-U with the Mizzou Tigers. Contact a Shelter Insurance agent, and they'll register you for a chance to win two tickets to a Tiger home football game this season. Only Shelter agents can register you, so call, email, or drop by for your chance to win. Find an agent near you at shelterinsurance.com/Mizzou and register to win two tickets to the zoo.
Tiger Talk continues here on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. We're in the midst of our Socket Fiber coaches interview. Secondary coach Aaron Fletcher is with us. Hey, secure your spot at Mizzou Arena for the 2021-22 men's and women's basketball seasons. Visit MUTigers.com for ticket information about Mizzou hoops. Aaron Fletcher is with us. Tigers and Texas A&M coming up this Saturday, 11 a.m. the kickoff at Faro Field. Still tickets available. Go online to MUTigers.com. Also, look for the Gold Rush 4-pack, $100 parking, and it'll also get you parking and four tickets. Aaron Fletcher's alongside. Next segment, we're going to visit with Chris Abrams-Drain. We'll talk about that young man here in just a moment. But, you know, fans obviously want things to happen in a hurry. They want success in a hurry. When you're in year two of a program and year one under a new defensive coordinator, there are growing pains. To those fans that want to see success in a hurry, as a guy that lives this on the defensive side each and every day, what would you say to them? What's your message?
Definitely understand their passion in regards to what they, you know, desire to see. Just commit to the process. Mm-hmm. It's a process, and when you start to change a culture, when you start to grow in development, you know, one of the things that you actually, one of those words you used a little bit earlier, development is a process. So if people continue to commit to that process step by step, then I believe that they'll get all of their desires fulfilled in that regard. You know, I had somebody say this a while back, you know, when you take pictures, mm-hmm. you know, those things are developed in the dark. Mm-hmm. So you just gotta be patient and faithful in the dark times. And when that thing comes to light, it's gonna be God's glory, man. So I just think everybody needs to, you know, if you use that analogy, keep that thought process in mind. Great things are happening.
When you came to Missouri, you brought two players with you from Tulsa via the transfer portal. One of them, Caleb Evans, the other one, Allie Green, the fourth. What Tell us about those two young men. You know them better than anybody in this town.
Yeah, two phenomenal young men that are a lot like brothers. Those guys are NFL players too as well, man. So they've came in here, been welcomed with open arms. Two vibrant young men that definitely bring a huge benefit to our program. So I'm really grateful that those guys are here.
Well, what are your impressions of what this young guy that's going to join us here in just a second has done in a short amount of time when you consider a year ago he played in the first game on the offensive side of the football? Talking, of course, about Chris Abrams-Drain, who already has an interception, has a kick return for a touchdown, and has been one of your most consistent players on the defensive side of the ball.
He is a joy. He's a joy. You can't say enough about him. He's a football player.
Yeah, playmaker.
He's a playmaker. He can do it in every facet of the game.
What allows Chris Abrams-Drain and Sean Robinson to make the transition what appears to be so easy?
You look at the position that they played. Those guys were both high school quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. So they were birthed with leadership. Mm-hmm. Those guys, so being able to, you know, there's a level of humility that comes with being a leader. And those guys being asked to go transition to the defensive side of the ball was one of the most selfless moves that you could ever see a young man make in that regards. So for those guys to not only make that transition, but to say, hey, where can I go help us to be better and just commit to that process, speaking a little bit about what we said earlier, you're starting to see some of the fruits from that. So two phenomenal young men, and KD is very near and dear to me.
Ish is a guy that has come in and had success as well in just a short amount of time. Tell players about Ish Burdeen and what you see as his coach.
He is probably the most athletic guy we have back there. You know, blessed with a tremendous group. You know, young, but has a lot of potential. Ish Burdeen is a very athletic guy that comes from Louisiana. Good ball skills. He's another guy, and we just like matching those guys up with different people. So he definitely has his strength that we use and balances us out.
Part of development and part of growing a program is the recruiting process. As coaches, you guys are out on the road when the opportunity presents itself. I think you get 56 during the season. On Fridays, guys are out on the road recruiting talent. What are you selling when you're visiting with student athletes and with their parents in particular? What is it about the University of Missouri and this program that sells and connects with people?
Relationships. I don't think you could ever get away from that. I think when you really look at it, everybody's going to have phenomenal facilities. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to have, you know, guys that go off to the NFL. But I think what you have to be able to not sell but speak truth about is the relationship factor. And it's those things where people, not just the families, you know, trusting us, mm-hmm. it's those kids trusting us as well, us trusting those coaches. And I think, you know, once we continue to, and we're moving in the right direction. We have some phenomenal coaches on staff, great recruiting staff. So just being able to talk that part, that relationship part of it, and have guys, you know, just be able to feel that in the pit of their stomach. You know, that's very important. That's very important.
Let's wrap the segment with this. What is the biggest challenge as a secondary that Texas A&M poses for this team on Saturday?
I think the great thing about those guys is they are versatile. Mm-hmm. They have a tight end in the Widemeyer kid that can be flexed out. He's sometimes he's too big for defensive backs and he's too fast for linebackers. So there's a lot of versatility in him. You have Anaya Smith, mm-hmm. Who, you know, I got a chance to recruit him in high school. He's he can do a little bit of everything. So. I just think their versatility is their strength, and that is one of the things that we definitely got to make sure we're mindful of.
Aaron Fletcher, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
That is secondaries coach Aaron Fletcher with us on the Socket Fiber Assistant Coaches Interview. When we come back, our players segment brought to you by Club Car Wash on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
Black and gold season never ends at the Tiger Team Store. Gear up for game day with the largest official selection of black and gold gear and gifts. From the latest Mizzou SEC gear to everything you need for your tailgate, the Tiger Team Store is your store for all things Mizzou. The Tiger Team Store is your official store of Mizzou athletics. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. with extended hours on game day. Located at Faroe Field or at TigerTeamStore.com. It's black and gold season at the Tiger Team Store.
Life's full of little challenges. What's a good APY? What is an APY? HELOC, HSA, Now Account? These are words? How exactly do you... This is when you need your go-to. The person who knows how to explain it, do it, make it happen. At Great Southern Bank, we understand the importance of having a go-to. Someone who can share advice and point you in the right direction. Great Southern Bank, your go-to for how-to. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Mizzou football proud to partner with the Missouri Credit Union and Hy-Vee in an effort to sack hunger in Missouri for each Tiger sack during the 2021 football season. Each partner donates $300 to the food bank for Central and Northeast Missouri. With us now on our Club Car Wash player interview, please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, from Mobile, Alabama, Chris Abrams-Drain. You can feel the love, can't you?
Yeah, appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. Sophomore who numbers look like this: 18 total tackles on the season, one fumble recovery, two interceptions, and four pass breakups in the first six games of the season. So you're off to a really, really good start. Congratulations. We're going to talk a little bit about ball. We're going to talk a lot about you. But first of all, can you believe that you're already halfway done with the season? I mean, we're six games in, heading to number seven this weekend. Is that amazing?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, the season's flying by fast.
Yeah, it does. And let me tell you something. As a young guy, hang on tight, because the next couple of years are going to fly by quick, too. So it's like a just a blink and it's over. Mobile, Alabama, right down on the bay. Why Missouri? What was it about this program that connected with Chris Abrams-Drain?
It was really Coach Drain. He came to recruit me, and like it was just, I had a connection with him that I didn't have with anybody else. Like, then it was before I even came to the visit. I knew I was coming to Mizzou, and the visit just topped it off, really.
What was it about his makeup or his personality that connected with you, though? You could see his faith. I mean, you can hear, you know, when you listen to him talk, you know he's a man of faith. Was it his vision for you as a player? What was it?
It was really his faith, for real. And then he's had a connection with my mom, so that really, like, helped it too.
Did you even know where Missouri was before he started recruiting you?
I really didn't know.
Yeah, no. You're not the first one that's answered that question like that. How have you found Mizzou so far? Have you enjoyed your time here so far?
Yeah, I enjoy my time. It's a lot of love out here, a lot of good people.
What is it that you and Sean Robinson are able to do that has allowed you to move so seamlessly from the offensive side of the football to the defensive side of the ball and become consistent, obviously, players on the defensive unit? How have you guys been able to make that adjustment?
It's really trying to adjust into what's new and hard work. And when you play quarterback, it's like it's easier. Every position really get easier than quarterback.
So playing quarterback, obviously, you know, there's a variety of different things that one has to take into consideration when you're playing quarterback, from different reads and things like that. Can you take that in terms of, can you prepare like a quarterback when you're playing defensive back? You know, have the mind of a quarterback in terms of preparation.
Yes, you can, because like quarterbacks, they know what everybody on the field doing. But like at nickel, that's you supposed to know what everybody on the field doing, because you gotta help the run and defend the pass.
So as a former quarterback, are you able to pick up tendencies of opposing quarterbacks when you watch them on film?
Yeah, it's like, I say, like, if a receiver have his, like, different foot up, I know he's not doing certain type of routes and stuff like that. If quarterback is, like, licking his hands, every, like, look at little stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. I want to stay with the defense just for a second. Just as a unit, just obviously, you guys want success. Just where are you as a group right now in terms of coming together as a unit and building for the future?
I think we are really together right now, because last week we really did a lot of outside of football stuff together, like not football. So we all hang with each other outside of football and more and stuff like that now.
So building relationships and things like that. You know, Drink is also big on doing a lot of things as a team, a lot of group team bonding things during the course of the offseason, during the course of the summer. Was there an activity during the summer that you enjoyed more than others?
I think we went paintballing. I liked that.
And how did you do?
I think my team won. Yeah. We won for sure.
So any marks? Did anyone nail you?
I mean, yeah, I got nailed.
You got nailed.
Huh?
Yeah, that's awesome. What are you majoring in?
Sports management.
Okay, so God only gives us a certain amount of time, right, mm-hmm. to play the sport that you love. When that time comes to an end, what would you like to do? What do you envision yourself doing?
I'll probably coach for real. I like helping other people and coaching football and stuff.
Coach Fletcher, having an opportunity to get to know him. What, first of all, what's it like to be in Coach Fletcher's room? What's he like?
I love Coach Fletcher. Like, he's going to be real with you. He's going to be having fun with you. He's going to help you in every aspect of life.
How important is it to have a coach like that is more than just a ball coach, that is someone you can lean on through good times and bad times?
It's important. It's very important, because you don't want to just talk to someone about football 24/7. Like, I want to be able to come to you if I need help or we need to talk to you about something.
You mentioned mom earlier. Tell us about your family back in Mobile.
I stay with my mom, my little brother, and I have an older sister right now. She's in college.
And they, you said, have made it to two games?
Yeah, two games.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, it's great to that they can make it up here, because obviously, as we were talking about, it's not an easy trip. When you are not playing football, where can we find Chris Abrams training?
You can probably see, like, at the basketball gym. I like playing basketball.
Okay, so do you got any game?
Yeah, I got a game.
Yeah, yeah. What'd you play in high school? A little
point guard?
Little point guard, huh?
Yeah.
How many points a game did you average?
Like 15.
15 points a game. Okay, how'd your team do?
We made it to stay in my freshman year, but after that, we fell off.
Okay, so you were a pass-first point guard or a shoot-first point guard?
I was a pass-first.
You were pass-first.
Yeah.
But if you were left open?
I'm shooting.
Best basketball player on this football team is who?
Me. Without a doubt. Me.
Second best basketball player on this football team is?
Daniel Parker.
I think he'd have a little game. What are some of the things about Columbia that you have come to enjoy for a guy that grew up in Mobile, Alabama?
It's basically like Mobile, because we small, so Columbia is not that big, but everything right by each other, so you don't have to go that far to go to places for real.
What about the weather?
Oh, it get cold.
Had you seen snow before arriving in Columbia, Missouri?
No, nope, my first time last year.
So when you saw snow for the first time, How did you spend the day?
I asked where we still practicing because it was snowing. It was like 30 degrees outside. It's too cold.
So okay. So no time spent throwing snowballs. No time spent.
I tried to stay in the house as long as I could.
If you're not playing basketball,
I'll be with my teammates for real. I stay with my teammate. My teammate right there, y'all.
Are you going to introduce your teammate?
Brandon Gregory.
Yeah, Brandon, what's up, man? Great to see you. Couple minutes left. The biggest challenge that Texas A&M poses for your football team and for your defense is what?
They got a lot of weapons, so we really have to key everybody and just not one person. So we just really have to execute the game plan and do our job.
For you and your team, when you run out of the tunnel and onto the field, what's that feeling like, and what do you get from these fans in return?
It's really crazy because, like, the stadium be packed, and I never seen a stadium like that before. And they show love, so we just want to put on the show for them.
Go put on a show this weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Chris Abrams-Drain. I'm Mike Kelly. Thanks for listening to Tiger Talk on the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield.
On the Central Bank Tiger Network from Learfield. Live from Cheerleader Pub and Grill. This has been Tiger Talk, brought to you by Bud Light. It's for the fans. And by Cheerleader. Cheerleader is the place where sports, fun, and good food unite. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Central Bank Tiger Network.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.